So Gardner Minshew Mania. I said this was like an 80s rom-com. If you kind of go back in the 80s, there were a couple of movies that were made where there was a formula, right? And the formula was there's a guy and there's a popular girl and the girl's beautiful and he's trying to get her. He's trying to convince her that he's the guy, and the guy has the girlfriend, just the friend, the girl buddy, the girl that he doesn't notice. She's kind of cute, but she's not the cheerleader blonde. And then he realizes at the end of the movie how much he really loves the friend. That was all superficial. That the woman that he was supposed to love with, the woman that society dictated he was supposed to fall in love with, wasn't that person at all. Wasn't really what he wanted. What he wanted was he wanted the girl in the glasses, the girl that was cute and just always by his side, that loved him for who he was, that he didn't have to pretend. That was a formula in a whole bunch of movies. And in a similar way, this is Jacksonville's dilemma. Now, Nick Foles is a good person. He's a good dude. And his faith press conference was something that kind of warmed me, because I don't usually hear quarterbacks talk about that, when life hands you those kind of circumstances, how you deal with it. But Nick Foles is the gorgeous blonde cheerleader, right? Nick Foles is a Super Bowl MVP. Nick Foles almost got the Eagles back to the NFC title game after Carson Wentz went down a second time. Nick Foles was the most attractive free agent in all of the NFL coming out of Philadelphia when the Eagles said, we can't afford both. And Jacksonville jumped on it. They need a quarterback. Blake Bortles wasn't working. They needed a quarterback. And this is the blonde cheerleader. This is the person you're supposed to go after. This is supposed to be that society tells you to land. Not a lot of guys can play in the NFL, right? And here's the guy that can play in the NFL, and he won a Super Bowl, for crying out loud. So you go after him. Meanwhile, here's your sixth-round draft pick. It's kind of hanging around. And you know what? She's kind of cute. And she's, you know, kind of fun. And that's Gardner Minshew. And maybe in the end, this is where Jacksonville needs to go. Jacksonville needs to look and say, you know what? We had him all along, right over here. This kid out of Washington State. This is the guy. Because he did some good things when he played for us. He had everybody excited. It was fun. It was exciting. He's not a Super Bowl MVP, and he doesn't come with an $84 million price tag. And he wasn't one of the hottest quarterback free agents to come out in a while, because you don't get a lot of those in the NFL. But you know what? He had people kind of buying tickets and having fun and watching us and paying attention. Now, maybe Nick Foles turns it around and Jacksonville goes on a 5-game win streak or whatever. But right now, today, I wonder if they miss Gardner Minshew Mania in Jacksonville. I wonder if they miss. It's just one game, and I don't want to get overblown. I said at the top of the hour, I don't like it when people do that, when they just take one game and go, his career's done. Or they take a loss, a team, you know, that coach is fired. He's never good. It's a body of work. And here's the other thing to consider. One of the other things about why people don't fire coaches after one game or bench quarterbacks after a bad performance is a lot of ego involved. Remember, the quarterback that you want fired was hired by somebody. Do you think a person really wants to admit that they made a mistake that big? No, they usually go, no, I got to give him more time. We got to give him more time. We got to give him more time. I'll give you a perfect example of that. South Carolina is doing that right now. Will Muschamp, I thought, was a terrible hire. Right, I didn't think he was a good coach at Florida. I think he's a great defensive coordinator. Was a defensive coordinator at Texas for a while. He was supposed to take over for Mack Brown when Mack Brown finally left. Got a little antsy. Went to Florida to become a head coach. I didn't think he was a very good head coach. When South Carolina needed a new one, they went and hired him. I didn't think it was a good idea. They just admitted, the school admitted, he's going to be the coach going into next year. Why? Because they don't want to admit they made a mistake like that. They'll leave that for Arkansas. Arkansas is doing that with Chad Morris. Oops, we might have blown this one. A lot of people with egos, don't make those rash moves because it's more about them, too, than it is about making the right decision. But in this case, Jacksonville did the right thing. They went out and got Nick Foles. I would have gotten Nick Foles if my team needed a quarterback. I would have wanted to land Nick Foles if I didn't have anybody calling signals that was as, you know, efficient at that job. But when Gardner Minshew showed up, there was something. And he didn't win all of his games, I get it, and he struggled there at times. And there were some times we had to come on late. But there was something about the way he played that was attractive. And I wonder if there's a missing feeling of, you know what, this franchise needed somebody that needed fun, and it needed, you know, just somebody that was just cool and neat, and it was just cool to root for him. And now it's gone.
The other side of the story that I look at is you know, yes, you dropped a lot of cash for Nick Foles, and so you want to justify the money that you spent. But
exactly.
But in the same breath, Gardner was making you guys money easily.
It was fun, yeah.
I mean, just his personality. You know, I mean, you were able to have fans were excited. They were jazzed. They were probably buying Minshew jerseys. They were probably buying Jaguars gear. They were probably buying Jazzwire officially fake mustaches. I don't know if that's a thing, but I hope they capitalized on that.
I think
Jaguars bandana or headbands or whatever it is that Gardner wears. It was a marketing dream to have someone like that.
And I also think there is something to be said about expectations that I think are a little different. Look at Arizona right now. Look, we all know if you root for a team and you give your life and blood to a particular team, you know there's going to be ups and down seasons, right?
Right.
You know there's going to be seasons where the year isn't going to go your way. You're going to stink. You're not going to have a winning record. Unless you're a Browns fan. But if you root for a team like the Steelers, for example, this coming year is not going to work. If you root for whatever. If you're an Arizona Cardinals fan, I know the wins aren't piling up, but aren't you feeling good that you feel like Kyler Murray is getting respected in this league?
It's not only that, but I mean, you know, week in, week out, we're not harping on the fact of how terrible Kyler Murray is.
Right,
We don't ever mention how, you know, him as a rookie quarterback, really.
Would you take if you're an Arizona fan, would you take a I got to do the math because they have the tie, 5-10-1 season, knowing your quarterback is growing every day.
Yep.
And Cliff Kingsbury is growing every day. You feel like I got a quarterback that's growing in this league. He's playing well. He's not blowing it. He's not terrible. This wasn't a huge mistake. He's good. You know what? The team needs some more work, but the quarterback, I'm happy. May not be winning, but I like, if you're a Giants fan, same thing. You know, if Daniel Jones stops fumbling the ball every time he touches it, he does good things with the ball. He does throw good passes. You got to feel like, okay, I know the wins aren't there, but it isn't about that. It's not about that. It is about the prospect of turning this guy into a 10, 11, 12 year starting quarterback for me that gives me a chance to make the playoffs every single year going forward.
I mean, honestly, I'm looking at the Cardinals schedule. They've only really had one bad loss this season.
Yeah. I mean, they've been in so many. They almost pulled this off against San Francisco again.
Yeah.
Again. Right?
I mean, they have the Niners number. Nobody else in the league does.
Right. Exactly.
Except, you know, the Seahawks kind of did, I guess, last, what was that, Thursday night?
Monday night.
You know, yeah. The Seahawks kind of, the only reason why we say they kind of did is because they ended up with the win.
Right.
But it should have been a Niners win.
So when Nick Foles is in the game, you expect $84 million quarterback, right? Whatever he got.
Not getting it.
You're not. And then when Gardner Minshew is in, it's like sixth round guy that's fun, exciting. We got some victories and man, this is pretty cool. There's a different expectation.
Right.
Right. And so those are the two mentalities. Now, if Minshew ever gets to a point where he's the legit starter and it's like, okay, you got to start winning games. All right. Maybe it tempers off a little bit. But right now, Minshew is fun. He's exciting. It's kind of neat. It's a marketable guy. People like him. People like rooting for him. And I think that's different than Nick Foles, who's a very good dude, very good, got his head on straight, got his priorities straight. But yeah, you need, when you make 80 something million dollars in a contract, you got to win. You got to win. And if he doesn't win, yeah, people are going to be like, well, what are we doing with this? You know, why are we spending money on this? We've got a guy that's behind us. So just wondering where that's heading.